quest of firm believer. Not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of firm believer.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. As for the blessings of durood and salawat and salutations upon the noblest of creation, the Habib of Allah and our Habib Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam beautifully mentions in the blessed hadith Mubarakah that a person who sends durood or salawat salutations upon me 50 times daily will have the opportunity of shaking hands with me on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam salatan wa salaman alayka. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika, Ya Nur Allah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, we meet in this blessed month of Ramadan, and my dua is that Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala grants you lots of barakah in this blessed month of Ramadan. May all your lawful wishes and desires be granted to you and to all your family members due to the barakah and the blessings of this blessed month of Ramadan. Viewers of Madani channel, inshallah thumma inshallah, under our ongoing silsila, which is quest of a believer, Allahu Akbar. This is the journey that we are traveling towards the hereafter. And there are many struggles in this journey. Shaitan is there. He's trying by all he can to mislead us, to ensure that he doesn't go to the fire of Jahannam alone. So he will come and he will whisper in our ears to go away from Allah and to go away from Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. But how beautiful and how thankful should we be to our Madani channel for having facilitated the silsilas of this nature, where we are reminded, inshallah azawajal, every day during this blessed month of Ramadan, ways of how we can successfully reach our goal, which is the akhirat. And dear viewers of Madani channel, stay tuned to Madani channel and learn many, many blessings, inshallah, that will be shared via the expertise of His Eminence Hazrat Allama Maulana Asim Madani Sahab, who is with us for the remaining days of the blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And today the topic of our discussion will be the ways to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And first of all, Maulana Sahab, welcome once again to our show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How is Mulana Sahib been doing in the blessed month of Ramadan?
Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Almighty Allah, I am well.
MashaAllah. We're so privileged, Huzur, to have your presence in the studio. And, you know, words can't actually explain how fortunate we are to have you in the studio. I mean, you are sharing so much of your expertise in various topics. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala really grant you barakah, grant you khair, so that you can continue inspiring Muslims around the globe. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, says in the whole Quran beautifully that Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Translation from Kanzul Iman: O believers, remember Allah azza wa jalla abundantly. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned in the blessed hadith Mubarakah that remember Allah azza wa jal in abundance such that people call you insane. People call you majnoon. This is the blessed words of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A companion of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, verse of Madani channel, came to the blessed court of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and submitted that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rulers of Islam have become too many for me. The optional rulings and the optional acts of worship that are there have become quite a handful. Please inform me of an action I can adhere to firmly. Please tell me that one action that I can adhere to firmly. Meaning, give me one particular action that I want to be so strong on it. I want to hold on it despite being so many other, you know, actions that are there. Which one would you tell me and inform me to actually hold on to? Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, viewers of Madani Channel, tell us this companion a very, very, very beautiful thing. What he says? He said, oh my companion, always keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Madani Nasim Madani sahab, it looks as if the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla really is the most important thing in our deen, most important part of our religion. What would be your expertise that you would like to share with Madani Channel viewers as far as the ways to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla is concerned?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Maulana Abdul Majid Sahib, zikr and durood are such ibadat, acts of worship which have no time, no limit. We perform salah 5 times a day. There is a certain time, specific time for fajr, specific time for zuhr. You cannot perform Fajr in Zuhr time. You cannot perform Zuhr at Asr time. Each Salah has its own time and its own method. Zakah has a specific amount. That is a specific amount of wealth you must take out from your wealth every year. Roza, there is a specific time for Roza, the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we are in the month at this moment. So, there is a specific time. You cannot fast in any other month, meaning the first fast I'm talking about. You'll have to fast in the month of Ramadan. Hajj has a certain time. You'll have to perform in certain days, in certain time, in certain month, in a certain way. So every ibadat has a certain time and certain method. But dhikr and durood are such acts of worship that Allah did not mention any qaid, any condition, any limitation, any time, any method. Quran says, as you have read the ayat of the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O believers, remember Allah abundantly. Likewise, the same thing Allah says about Durud-e-Pak. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima.
Subhanallah.
O believers, send durud and salutations upon my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. So there is no time and the limit for the dhikr of Allah. So it means we should always remember Allah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Whether we are walking, we are driving, we are sitting, we're going somewhere, we're coming back from somewhere, whatever we are doing, or wherever we are, and in whichever situation we are, we should make the dhikr of Allah. As Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha says, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always used to make the dhikr of Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
In every case, in every condition, in every situation, he used to remember Allah. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith paak, Man qa'ada maq'adan lam yadhkurillaha fihi kanat alayhi minallahi tiratun. He says, one who sits
in a gathering and he does not make the dhikr of Allah in that gathering, his sitting in that gathering is useless.
Allah that.
He says, وَمَنِدْ تَجَعَ مَدْجَعًا لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِيهِ كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ إِنَ اللَّهِ تِيرَةً. One who lays down on the bed and he does not remember Allah on his bed, his laying on the bed is useless. وَمَنْ مَشَاءَ أَحَدٌ مَمْشًا لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِيهِ إِلَّا كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ طَرَاتٌ. And the one who walks on a path and he does not remember Allah on that path, his walking on that path is also useless.
Allah.
So what does this teach? Whether you are sitting, or you're going to your bed, or you're going to your shop, you're going to run your business, you're walking on some path, make the dhikr of Allah.
Subhanallah.
And dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, it doesn't take too much of your time.
Allahu Akbar.
Just saying Allah is the dhikr of Allah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Just saying Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim is the dhikr of Allah. Saying Ya Subhan is the dhikr of Allah. Saying Ya Rahim is the dhikr of Allah. Saying Ya Kareem, Ya Afuv. These all are the azkar of Allah. Reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that is also the zikr of Allah. Because you when you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, what do you say? Allah's name I start with. Bismillah means Allah's name I start with. So how great this zikr is and how great the reward is. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says that when a person recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, for each letter of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah Azza wa Jal blesses him with the reward of 4,000 good deeds.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So how long does it take?
Allah.
So if you are going to eat something, can't you read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before you start eating? If you want to drink water, can't you make the zikr of Allah before that and say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? You want to switch on the light, can't you read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before
Subhanallah,
that?
Subhanallah.
You want to switch on the fan, you want to, you know, take on your shoes, you want to wear clothes, you want to pick up something, you want to even answer a phone call, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hundreds of the examples I can present in front of you that these, meaning those examples of those things which are our daily routine. So if a person makes it his habit, so millions of the deeds he will earn every day.
Allah.
Millions of the rewards he will earn every day from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And zikr is such a great ibadat that a sahabi of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the people of jihad, those who fight in the path of Allah, who is best amongst them? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Aksaruhum lillahi dhikra.
Subhanallah.
Those who remember Allah in abundance. Then he asks, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is best amongst the fasting people? Nowadays, alhamdulillah, people are fasting is the month of Ramadan. But who is the best amongst the fasting people? Thousands of people are fasting. Millions and billions of the Muslims are fasting. But who is the best? Aktharuhum lillahi dhikra. Farmaya jo kasrat se Allah ka dhikr karta hai. And you all are fasting. Fast itself is the ibadat of Allah. But one who remembers Allah in abundance. And he kept on asking questions regarding different ibadat, about namazis, those who perform salah, those who, you know, give zakat, those who perform hajj. And for every time, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aktharuhum lillahi dhikra.
Subhanallah.
Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that time, because they were sitting there, and he said that the dhakireen, those who remember Allah in abundance, they have attained all the blessings. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, he said, yes, one who makes the zikr of Allah in abundance, he attains all the blessings.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
So zikr of Allah is such a great ibadat, which brings blessings, rewards, and Allah's mercy. So if you stop eating, drinking, and a lot of other things while fasting. So don't just remain quiet during the day. Keep tasbih in your hand.
Subhan.
This is the easy way to remember Allah. Keep tasbih in your hand. This will help you actually. This will remind you. If tasbih is in your hand, so it will remind you of reciting Durood-e-Pak.
Subhanallah.
If it will remind you of making the dhikr of Allah. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
I understand you correctly with the views of Madani Channel. The khulasa and the summary and the outcome of what you have mentioned is that as a true believer, as a true mu'min, your life should be surrounded by the dhikr and by the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. As a true believer, there should not be an excuse for you not to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, I mean, everything else remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Everything.
As we have learned from blessed hadith Mubarakah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, why shouldn't we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as, you know, human beings who have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, views of Madani Channel, it goes down to say that we have no excuse of not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Maulana Asim Madani Sahib has mentioned, that whether we are eating, we are, you know, walking, every moment of our life needs to be spent in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you have also beautifully mentioned, Maulana Sahib, that see, when you look at zakat, you know, there are terms and conditions. When you look at fasting the blessed month of Ramadan, there are terms and conditions. You cannot fast for 35 days in the blessed month of Ramadan. There are, you know, shari ahkams and rules concerning that. But when it comes to the remembrance of Allah, look at how Allah has left it open, that at any given time, you should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will be the closest person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautiful that is.
True, it's very beautiful, and it is such a great ibadat. Quran says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah says, remember me, I will remember you.
Allah
subhanahu. And if a person remembers Allah, Allah remembers him. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has written under the tafsir of this Mubarak ayat, that this ayat means that, O people, remember me. Its result will be that your mention will be spread throughout the world.
Subhanallah.
Remember me through obedience, I will remember you with mercy.
Subhanallah.
Remember me through supplication, and I will remember you through granting.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Remember me through praise and glorification, and I will remember you with blessings.
Subhanallah.
Remember me in the world, I will remember you in the hereafter.
Subhanallah.
Remember me in times of ease and comfort, and I will remember you in times of hardship and calamity.
Subhanallah.
Remember me through striving and spiritual struggle, and I will remember you with guidance.
Subhanallah.
O people, you say, O my Lord, and I will say, O my servant.
Allah Allah.
You say, I am a sinner, and I will say, I am the most forgiving.
Subhanallah.
So it is a great act of worship and great ibadat that a person should perform all the time, in all the cases, in all the circumstances.
Subhanallah. There are viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. We have just learned how important it is to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla at every moment of our life. But reality of the matter, as much as there are so many Quranic verses that from time to time keep on reminding us about the importance of remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla, many ahadithi mubarakah, as you have rightfully mentioned those ahadithi mubarakah, still, there are our Muslim brothers and sisters out there that really, they are empty from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you still find people out there that are not habitual to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of the causes have been mentioned, that seriousness not being present in one's heart is the cause of a person not being habitual of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, a person takes everything for granted. You know, we in this world for amusement. He doesn't take into consideration that we are in this world for a very limited amount of time. We in this world for a test, and we need to take this life very, very seriously so that we can pass the test of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If one is not serious about the life of this world, how will he be able to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Not being interested in performing good deeds. Maulana Asim Madani Sahab, I think you need to come in and interject on this one. That not being interested in performing good deeds, it is also one causes of why people are not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, it is shocking that there are people who are not interested in performing good deeds, Huzur.
The reason behind that, we need to find the reason why they are not interested. The punishment of a sin which Almighty Allah gives to a person is that he snatches the tawfiq of performing good deeds from him.
Allah.
You will never feel like performing good deeds due to disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. Many a times it happens that people they disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, but at the same time their business is going well, their worldly life is going well, and they think, we are fine.
Mm.
But at the same time, they don't know that what punishment has been given to them, that the tawfiq of performing good, tawfiq of performing salah, tawfiq of remembering Allah, tawfiq of making the dhikr of Allah has been taken away from them, and they are not aware of this. So it is very, very necessary, if a person wants to make the dhikr of Allah, it is very, very necessary to avoid the useless things, useless talks, useless company. Hazrat Musa Kalimullah, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, once asked Allah Azza wa Jal, he requested, Ya Allah, I want to perform such ibadat which makes me tired.
Allah, look at the jazba.
It makes me tired.
Tired, Allah.
Allah Azza wa Jal said that, O Musa, make my dhikr loudly. Remember me loudly. So, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, since he was the Nabi of Allah, how will he feel tired by making the dhikr of Allah? So, for the very first day when he made the dhikr of Allah loudly, he enjoyed it. He made the dhikr of Allah, next day again, he enjoyed it more. He made the dhikr of Allah third day again, he enjoyed it even more. So he then said to Allah Azza wa Jal, that Ya Allah, I wanted to perform that good deed, that ibadat, which makes me tired. But I never felt any tiredness. So Allah Azza wa Jal said that, Musa, this is my lutf, karam and mercy upon you.
Subhanallah.
That you are enjoying my ibadat. But look at Pharaoh. Look at Firaun. He is also in your time. He lost his life. He lost his kingdom. He lost his wealth. He was destroyed in the ocean with his entire army. But he never ever agreed to bring my name on his tongue.
Allah.
So Musa, this is my karam upon you that you don't feel tired when you make my dhikr and when you remember me, you rather
Allah.
Enjoy it.
Allah.
So if a person wants to enjoy the dhikr of Almighty Allah, he will have to obey Allah.
Subhanallah.
Then only he will feel the sweetness of the ibadat of Allah. And if a person does not feel sweetness, he must think of his sins. He must ponder and see that what sins he is committing, either his rizq is halal or not.
And viewers of Madani Channel, This is very important. The tawfiq of being able to do good deeds only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our masajids today, when we are invited for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since we're speaking about the ways of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we invited for, you know, dhikr for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the person who is conducting the dhikr goes 1 minute extra, Allahu Akbar, the dhikr of Allah becomes burden on our shoulders. We start looking at our watch and thinking, when is this imam going to finish with the dhikr of Allah? So the reason I'm mentioning this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is because we need to be very, very concerned. Why is that happening in our hearts? When somebody is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes 1 minute extra, we start feeling pain in our hearts. It goes back to what you were discussing, Huzur, that the tawfiq of remembering Allah, the tawfiq of being able to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it looks like when that feeling or that pain comes when somebody goes an extra minute remembering, whereas he's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be concerned, because this could be a sign from among the signs that Allah is now taking that tawfiq away from ourselves. So therefore, viewers of Madani Channel, really we need to be very, very, very careful, and we need to really remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment of our life. And then before we close, Huzur, there are many ways of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If briefly you'd suggest and encourage the viewers of Madani Channel on some of the ways in which they can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their betterment of dunya and akhirat, inshallah.
As I have already mentioned that there are many types of remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla, many ways of remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla. And since this is the month of Ramadan and people are very passionate and, you know, they have enthusiasm and jazba to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, so it will be better if we just tell them or teach them some ways of remembering Allah. Number one, obviously, every act of ibadat is the remembrance of Allah, dhikr of Allah. So the most important dhikr is namaz.
Subhanallah. Salah
is the most important dhikr, because if a person, keeps on reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, all these nafli ibadat he performs, but he does not perform salah, so his nafli ibadat is not going to help him, because farz comes first. Mm-hmm. So farz must be performed first. So the first of all, he must make sure that he is performing all the five daily salahs. After that, a person should make a habit of keeping tasbih in his hand, counter in his hand, and then he should keep on reciting Durood-e Pak at least 313 times every day. Ulama-i-Kiram say that the one who recites 313 times Durood-e Pak every day, he is regarded as the one who recites Durood-e Pak in abundance. So he will be amongst the those fortunate ones who recite the Durood upon the Zaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam abundantly.
And also this is also the exact number of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that were in the Battle of Badr.
Yeah.
And that's another huge reward.
You know, due to this nisbah, actually, Ulama Ikram have mentioned this.
Subhanallah.
Likewise, you know, Subhanallah is the tasbih. Try to read this tasbih, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, after every salah. This is known as tasbih Fatima. How long will it take? It will not take very long. It will just take few minutes. Subhanallah, 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 Alhamdulillah, 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 Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Try to read after every salah. Likewise, you know, La ilaha illallah is the zikr. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is the zikr. Read few tasbihat of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Read maybe 100 times, 200 times, 300 times, as much as you can. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As well as also you need to remember that these all are the direct adhkar of Allah. Direct remembrance of Allah, but whether we remember Allah directly or indirectly, it at the end it becomes the zikr of Allah. So these are the direct azkar, and if you recite the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
If you read the manaqib of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you mention the excellences of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the awliya of Allah azza wa jal, so indirect that is also going to be the dhikr of Allah. So if you go and attend a milad program, if you go and attend the weekly ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami, if you attend the urs of the awliya ikram, so indirectly they all become the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal.
Subhanallah. Viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. This is your Dawat-e-Islami. This is your Madani channel. The non-political movement of Quran and Sunnah. Look at how inspired we are, viewers of Madani channel. Look at the jazba. Look at how awakened we are when we hear the verses of the Holy Quran and Hadith Mubarakah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal. Viewers of Madani channel, what we have learned beautifully is that after all the fara'id that has been stipulated upon ourselves by Allah Azza wa Jal, the most important action to do is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's take every moment of our time and spend it in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, thumma inshallah, this world will become a better place for ourselves, and the akhirat, inshallah, thumma inshallah, will also be a very better place for ourselves. Until we meet again in the next episode, do enjoy your blessed month of Ramadan and keep worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month of Ramadan. As you know, that the ibadats are multiplied by Allah azza wa jalla, especially in the blessed month of Ramadan. Ameen, ameen. Bijayin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Quest of a believer, not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of a believer.